Jerry Glenn is the chief legal officer for community-based care of North Florida. But before that, he worked as a law professor and child advocate. In that role, Glenn says he chaired a committee reviewing the tragic death of a young man by the name of Regis Little.
At 18, he left foster care after many years from foster care. He did not have a guardian. He was not able to make decisions because he had an intellectual disability. DCF and at that time Family Services of Metro Orlando offered him services. He said no. APD, Agency for Persons with Disability, offered him services. He said no. If he had had a guardian who could have helped him make better decisions, the tragedy wouldn't have occurred, which occurred at 18 and 11 months. Regis was found stabbed to death in a parking lot in Orlando.
Glenn says Regis would have been helped by a bill that just started moving in the Florida legislature. It's aimed at providing assistance to those aging out of foster care. And Senate sponsor Venice Republican Nancy Dietert says that's her goal.
Within Florida's foster care system, a high number of children have mental health diagnosis or disabilities. A small percentage may lack capacity to make some or all decisions concerning their own lives, to the extent that some form of guardianship may be needed upon reaching adulthood. So as these kids age out of our system, they may need some assistance after the age of 18.
So Dietert's bill, which passed the Senate Children, Families, and Elder Affairs unanimously Thursday, creates a system to help these kids.
So the strike all provides a mechanism for identifying guardians and guardian advocates and authorizes probate court to exercise jurisdiction for 17-year-old dependent children so that children who need a guardian or guardian advocate will have it in place before they turn 18 and leave the foster care system.
Meanwhile, the House companion sponsored by Fernandina Beach Republican Representative Janet Adkins also passed its first committee earlier this week. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.